All right, here's your man coming at you again, Sir Earl. Today is Sunday, August 2nd, 2020. The months are flying past. It's the eighth month of the year already. We have four more left. It's 2021. 2020 has been such an interesting year. For some, it was the worst year. For others, it was the greatest year. For me, it's been a pretty good year. One of the things that people that I know, they saw so many opportunities appear in 2020 while everybody else was running around like Chicken Little, looking at all the negativity that was in their mind. They always say faith and fear both are imagining things that are not even by sight. It's just what we believe it is. So you can believe in faith or you can believe in fear. The people that believed in faith saw all the opportunities that was available, while the other 98% of the world, all they saw was fear and all the things that they couldn't do because this was going wrong and that was going wrong or whatever. So I just choose to try to keep a positive outlook and try to look at what can be done, not what can't be done. There's not much I can do about the pandemic. But it allowed me to negotiate and open up my next gym, which I got it. I would have never gotten it, first of all. Secondly, I wouldn't have got it at the rate that at which I did, which in the long run will save me a lot of money. It'll probably be the difference between success and failure. It's all in how you look at it. People, you can look for opportunities or you can look for reasons to be scared. I choose to look for opportunities. First, before I started the podcast, I wanted to say Israel, Colombia, Mexico, Russia, China. I've had a lot of people worldwide start to listen and download the podcast, Brazil. And I just want to say thanks to those people. And continue to recommend this to your friends because it's only going to get better and better and better. Also feel free to email me and let me know, you know, what subjects would you like to hear about. So today, the subject that I wanted to talk about goes along with the lines of faith and fear of the pandemic or, you know, the stock market crash of 08 or the Great Depression. They said the Great Depression created more millionaires than any other time in history, because they chose to look for the opportunities. Same thing with 08, real estate was so cheap, people was buying it up like crazy, while other people was packing up their stuff, putting it in storage. So storage units, if you own those made a lot of money. If you were in the real estate game, you were getting $200,000 houses for $40,000. So it's all in how you look at it. My subject today of what I wanted the podcast to be about is, why do the rich get richer and the poor get poorer? There's certain principles. Poor people believe that the rich has some special gift given to them, or they think differently, or they act differently, or they steal, they cheat. They make up so many excuses for being poor. And why these people are rich, other than looking at the actual reality of it, and the actual reality of it is, rich people think differently. Their priorities are different. The way they look at situations are different. I was just talking about it, about the pandemic. What are you looking for? You only have two choices. You can look for the good or you can look for the bad. Most people are running around looking for the bad. Most people in life, it comes down to their priorities and their decisions. I know in my race, which is Black, African American, whatever you choose to call it, is they'd rather buy Jordans than to buy stock in Nike. They'd rather buy a new iPhone than to buy stock in Apple. They'd rather take a vacation than to buy stock in cruise lines. And so the priorities are different. You have to become the person that benefits from the consumers who make the choices to enjoy what it is that you make. Which side do you want to be on? And the bottom line is, there's no person of success, no person that have achieved anything worthwhile that didn't work their ass off and sacrifice a lot of things to get there. I know with me, I have not had 5 days off work since 1993, and that was my honeymoon. And that's when I took 5 straight days, went to Mexico, and hated 4 of them. Ever since then, I wake up every day and I prepare my mind. That's another thing. People wake up, in addition to poor priorities, they fail to set their mind to where they are controlling their day. They let the day control them. So they wake up, they stub their toe, oh shit, the rest of the day is ruined. As opposed to waking up, praying, meditating, looking at your goals, and wake up every day with a purpose. That's the two different things between people that are trying to achieve something and people that are not. Most people, 98% of the people, wake up with no purpose whatsoever. It's to get through the shitty day and pay these lousy bills. And then they wonder why all their life consists of is making it through the day and barely paying their bills. Whereas people that are aiming for success, they wake up with a purpose and an agenda. They have a goal. They have a dream. They write the steps down in which they're going to take to achieve and accomplish their dream and their goal. And usually it takes every waking moment of every day to get to your goals. Because once you get to it, you know, success is a destination. It's the journey. Most people don't want to take the journey. I was talking to a client the other day, and he was saying, you know, Bill Gates just made $6 billion today. Well, Bill Gates been building Microsoft since, what, the 60s? He didn't just get lucky and get $6 billion put in his account. He built a machine that is able of producing that, whether he's there or not. And do not believe for a minute that it did not come with great sacrifice. I was watching, they had the Senate hearings the other day where they had the leaders of Apple, Amazon, Jeff Bezos was on there, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, right? And what they're doing is trying to label these companies as monopolies, that they're dominating the space that they're in, as opposed to they are just smart. This is what they do. Business is a fierce, fierce competition, and you're always looking to eliminate your enemy or buy your enemy, and you're looking to grow your space and dominate your space. It's gotten to a point in this country, in America, where domination is a bad thing. People look at it, oh, you must be crooked, putting people out of business. And, you know, like Walmart, they, you know, when they come in town, stores close up and leave. And I think when you don't innovate, when you don't plan your business for the future, there comes a time that your business will get eliminated because someone else looked at that same blueprint and they decided, okay, in the future, people are going to want this. And they prepared their business for the future. Sears, Kmart, all those, they prepared themselves for the future. I mean, Walmart is not doing anything different than what anyone else did, except they have a better concept. They built a better mousetrap, and they have more and more people going to Amazon. Online delivery has been there forever. Now, you know, did they harass or fuck with Jeff Bezos when he left his job, sacrificing his nice salary to start in a garage selling books? No, they had no problem with that. But he had the American dream, and he's probably exceeded it because he felt the internet, which was not prevalent at that time, would eventually evolve and people would look for a lot of things on the internet. So he decided to get ahead of the game and create a machine that can give the people what they want in the future. And, you know, he started in his garage selling books, taking books to the library. I mean, taking books to the post office, shipping himself because he couldn't afford to pay any help. So now everybody look at him and he's he's $180 billion. He's greedy. He's rich. He's evil. No, he worked his ass off. And he had a great idea and a great concept that he didn't pay himself $187 billion. People paid $187 billion. So how can they say that this person is rich, he's evil, when he's not the one that paid himself, that people demanded and people bought what it was he was selling? And that's the same thing with Apple. That's the same thing with Microsoft. That's the same thing with Nike. When you create something that the masses of people want to buy and you do it at a good, affordable price like Walmart did and selling cheap groceries and goods and being lower priced than everybody else, and Amazon did it by shipping online and having everything available at your fingertips, which that's the future that we headed into. So I, as a businessman, I don't look at these people that make these decisions to sacrifice their priorities and their family and their time for a vision and a dream that people think are stupid. When you started, everybody thinks it's stupid. Now, when you look back and they're worth billions of dollars, it's, I could have thought of that. Well, the difference is you didn't. Anybody can say anything in hindsight after it has blew up like Uber. I could have thought of that. Well, there's a difference between thinking of it, talking about it, and actually getting out there, putting in the work, making the sacrifices and doing it. That's the problem with today's society. No one wants to make sacrifices. You don't want to give up your Friday nights of partying and drinking and doing shit that ain't getting you nowhere to stay home and write out your priority list and get up at the beginning of the week, and regardless of you're being called stupid or whatever, and you still go after that because you believe in it with your heart and soul. We don't have that type of America anymore because too many people don't want to give up anything. They want everything. They don't want to give up anything. It's a reason that most athletes are bankrupt 5 years after their career is over. They were never taught the value of money and how you keep it and keep it growing. I know a couple of guys in the NBA now that, a lot of money, big money. But what do? They go out and buy 30 fucking cars. Well, you can't drive 30 cars. Most rich people, successful people, they have billions of dollars. If they have billions, they live like they make millions. They're always making more than they're spending. A car doesn't make you money. Yes, you got to get from point A to point Z. But do you need a Bentley or 10 of them to get there? No, you need one car. So the priorities of the way that people treat money and make decisions decide your fate if you're rich or you're poor. Not everybody wants billions of dollars, but I'll be goddamn, everybody want to live comfortable. Everybody want to pay their bills on time. I know that. That's everybody. And people come up with their own plan. I'm going to save. I'm going to do this. I'm going to invest your money in you. You do something that you can control. I don't care what it is. My daughter, she works for Uber Corporation. She's a manager. She makes great money. And she also does lashes on the side. Now, she's managed to build a life for herself that I could have only dreamed about at her age of 25. But her decision was to take her money that she made and take a class and learn how to do lashes and get really good at it, to where she has clients that they fly in from California specifically just to get their lashes done. And that's the thing. She put in the work. She put in the hours. She made the sacrifices. While all her girlfriends were going out partying, she was getting better and better at her craft. And now it's paying off. And everybody said, oh, you lucky. Ain't no fucking luck. You work your ass off to get there. You created value for your service. And anybody can do that. If people quit making excuses for why they're not there and start putting in the work, find something that you love to do. No one's telling you to quit your job. We all got bills. Find something that you'd like to do and do it on the side. and get so damn good at it that you could command any price or anything that you want. I am so tired of hearing people bitching and whining and complaining about why they don't have anything in life when you're going out every weekend and you're spending $8 on a goddamn watered-down drink when, hey, if you want a drink, go to the store, get your brown bag, spend $5 on a half pint, and go home and get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But no, you want to go out and buy one drink for $8. Put your priorities in order. You can still accomplish and do the same things, but you have to start making better decisions, and then you will stop. I mean, you know, you see people looking at TV. I watch Wall Street Journal a lot on TV. Most people, they watch damn Kardashians. What are they really going to teach you? Nothing. It's just mindless TV. Change what you watch. Change what you learn. Start reading. Start making better decisions. And start making your priorities one of getting, acquiring, and building wealth. And quit fucking thinking people are rich because they're doing something underhanded. They're working their ass all this wealth distribution crap talk is bullshit. I'll be damned if I want to split my money with somebody that's sitting on their ass all day when I get up every morning at 5:30 and don't go to bed till 1 o'clock at night and I grind all that time. So, you know, if you want some money, get off your ass and go get it. It's a sacrifice. Give up the drinking and the partying and the mindless TV and start putting it into something that pays you back. I don't care what that is. Investing, stocks, bonds, bitcoins, lashes, whatever it is. I don't care. Just start doing something that produces as opposed to taking. And you will start to see your whole life and your whole situation change. So that's why the rich is rich and the poor stays poor. It's based on priorities, sacrifice, and hard work. And people that are poor, they're doing the wrong shit. People that are rich, they're doing the right shit. They leave a blueprint. Follow the blueprint, and you too can start to accumulate and accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. No, maybe you won't make $1 billion, but you'll live a better life, all right? So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm checking out. Peace.